7:42, it's Morning Edition. This is WHYY. I'm Jennifer Lynn. During the COVID-19 outbreak, I'm checking in with individuals who live in our listening area to see how they're coping. And this morning, we hear from Chaz Howard, chaplain at the University of Pennsylvania. He's working from home in Montgomery County, away from the groups of students with whom he usually engages on campus. And like some of us, he's balancing work from home with care of his own children who are at home from school. He has two teen girls and a daughter right around kindergarten age.
I do. I have a little kindergartner. She's 5 years old. And then she's, you know, in a lot of ways, it's hard having little people around. They demand a lot of attention. They need a lot of care and to be poured into. On the other hand, her kind of perpetual joy and, I want to say, kind of innocent of being oblivious to what's going on, there's a light in that.
And then the older daughters in their teens, you must be having some conversations.
Yeah, you know, I mean, my high schooler, my middle schooler are far more aware of what's going on in the world. You know, I think they still have that kind of youthful optimism, and they're still looking ahead to next year and, you know, cross-country season and soccer season next fall. And there's a challenge for adults to the feeling like we need to be strong, and yet we're human too.
Oh, absolutely. You're strong for a lot of people a lot of times because of your role as university chaplain at UPenn. That must have been difficult when the student life around you was turning into something else. Students had to leave the campus. They have to learn remotely. And your main job is bringing people physically together.
It was the right decision to send students home, yet it doesn't make it an easy decision. And so much of the joy of working in college life is engaging our students and seeing them come together on their teams and in their clubs and for a cappella groups and dance troops and things like that, even just coming together for lunch outside of our building. And I don't see that anymore. And that's hard.
Yeah. What is the new rhythm? What is the new way of connecting?
Well, you know, our students are back to school officially this week. They've been on an extended spring break. A lot of our faculty have been working hard to have some semblance of what was before online now. And it's not the same. I think one of the things I've been trying to tell my faculty colleagues is to not try to replicate what we were doing beforehand. And it's okay if it's not as, quote, good as it was before. We're learning as we go. We're just doing our best.
I mean, I know you love to hold court. You love to have that space with students and people, you know, you hold mass, you know. So your spirituality, your connection, do you feel like it's kind of bound up a little bit?
It's an interesting question. I mean, I think that in a lot of ways, I and a lot of people of faith are pushing in deeper, whatever that means. I find myself diving a little more frequently and deeper in prayer and in meditation. Than I would, and some of that is just more time on my hands. I'm not sort of meeting all day with students and colleagues, so I have a little more time to kind of read a little more and be quiet and breathe a little more. The flip side is, I think, really coming to grips with my and our humanity. And a part of that is just how fragile life is, just allowing ourselves to be sad and to be nervous and to be angry. And I took one of those kind of like social distancing walks over the weekend and found this bench sort of park where no one was. And I just cried. To me, that's an expression of spirituality too, allowing ourselves to grieve and cry for everything that's happening and will happen.